Hello?
Hi, is this Ms. Ford?
This is she.
Hi, my name's Jessica. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to the baby formula lawsuit. Have you gotten an attorney already to assist you?
No.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Yes.
Okay, and what was your loved one diagnosed with after being fed the formula?
She was diagnosed with NEC, necrotizing enterocolitis.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear. Bear with me. And I know you said you don't have an attorney, but are you willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
I have an attorney that I'm thinking about working with. So, yeah. Is this the law firm? Like, who is calling me right now?
So, did you already speak to somebody? Did you sign anything electronically or via mail?
I spoke with somebody, yeah. I spoke with somebody already once, yeah.
Okay, did you sign anything?
Not yet.
Okay. So were you, because the law firm we work with is Pulaski Law Firm.
Okay. So I think I spoke to somebody from you guys already, right?
Let me see. I can't see the history, unfortunately. But we could go through the intake here if you'd like.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That's fine.
Okay, and then let me see here.
I'm sorry, I'm just not feeling very well. I'm kind of...
It's okay, no worries.
I'm kind of a little confused about some of this. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. And were there any injuries that they sustained? Like, you know, serious, long-lasting injuries, neurological damage, sepsis, scarring, intestinal perforation, ongoing gastrointestinal or bowel conditions?
Well, she had to have a surgery, vitamin therapy, and nutrient therapy. She had to have a laparotomy. So, yeah.
Okay. And there would be medical records showing proof of diagnosis, at least for the doctor, right?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know the date they were diagnosed?
The date?
Or the year?
Yeah, it was 2017. It was like soon after she was born, like the next month. So it would be like June 5th, 2017.
Okay. Were they diagnosed with the NEC after being fed the formula or before?
After. It was 14 days after consuming the formula. So she was diagnosed on June 7th.
Okay. And you said it was how long after being fed it?
About 2 weeks. 14 days after. Yeah.
Okay. And then, bear with me here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what brand of formula was used?
Yes, it was Enfamil.
Enfamil. And you are mother?
Yes.
Okay. And is your loved one still with us?
Yes, she is.
She is, okay. And you do have authority to sign on behalf of her, correct?
I have a what?
You have authority to sign on behalf of her, correct?
Of course. Yeah, I'm her mother. Okay. She's with me, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and what was the gestational age at birth?
The gestational age?
Yeah, like how far along?
Oh, 7 months. I was 28 weeks.
28. Okay. And then, was she diagnosed with the NEC while still being in the hospital, or did you guys leave and come back?
Well, we left and we came back because I started seeing the symptoms, like bad symptoms.
How long were you at home when you went home?
When I first seen it, probably like a week and a half.
Okay. So she was born, you left the hospital for a week and a half and then came back?
Yeah.
And she was diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the first thing the doctor fed her was the Enfamil.
Uh-huh.
At the hospital.
Okay, so unfortunately, and the diagnosis happened after leaving, when you guys came back, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to do anything at this time. Let me double check here, actually. 1 moment. I do apologize.
It's okay. Well, she was premature, so, you know, she had to stay there as well, so.
Okay, 1 moment. But you guys, she was born, and then you left the hospital.
Yeah, I left. I didn't stay there with her the whole
yes.
time.
And then you were with her, you were at home for a week and a half, roughly, and then you came back to the hospital because you saw symptoms.
Yeah, I came back and stayed at the hospital, yeah. Can you hold on 1 second?
Okay.
Okay.